A bill designed to make sure communities get quality internet service has passed its last committee stop in the Senate. I have the details on how the proposal would work. I'm Blaze Ganey. If you've ever streamed music or browsed the internet during a road trip in Florida, you know the service doesn't go everywhere. Bartow Republican Senator Ben Albritton lives in a rural area and says he frequently deals with poor internet service.
I pay for that today, but I rarely get it. And there's no other option. There isn't. I can get satellite, which actually we have. We actually pay for two. But when it's raining or it's cloudy, forget about the satellite, right? And ironically, when it rains, the other landline coverage that we have at my home, it doesn't work very well either.
Albritton says the bill will help any area considered underserved, meaning their internet speeds are too slow.
It is an area that does not have a consistent speed of at least 10 megs of download and 1 meg of upload. So anything that is not if they don't have access to that or it isn't consistently being able to be delivered to them in any particular area, then they are defined as underserved.
Currently, the Office of Broadband, which would be over the plan, is under the Department of Management Services. Albritton's bill would remove it from that agency and give it to the Department of Economic Opportunity, something that DEO has asked for. Their Deputy Director of Legislative Affairs, Karis Lockhart, explains why.
DMS had the broadband program come through them for telecom reasons, but now we're thinking at DEO, we already work with underserved and rural communities, that it fits best to put in our menu of areas to work with rural communities, so that's why we're asking for the transfer to come from DMS to DEO.
If the bill passes and DEO gets control, the agency hopes to apply for federal funds to improve broadband access. Last year, the U.S. made $550 million available to states looking to build high-speed broadband internet infrastructure. In the House, the bill has already been sent to the full chamber. Co-sponsor Tallahassee Democratic Representative Loran Osley says the need for broadband in rural areas is evident.
We all take our high-speed internet for granted. It enables our kids to do homework or make music. It enables stay-at-home moms to stay current in their profession or have a stay-at-home business. It allows adults in the workforce to take online classes to upskill or to seek new opportunities. These opportunities are simply not available in many rural areas, and this bill is the first step in changing that.
Osley believes another part of the bill is what will allow the department to have better insight to where the issues are.
Also, importantly, set up a process for public input where people can tell us where broadband is available, what transmission speeds are, and what barriers they have.
The bill also allocates $5 million of the $35 million appropriated for building three new toll roads for the enhancement of broadband services. Those funds become available fiscal year 2022 through 2023.